Good afternoon. This is Nurse Bloom speaking, and we're having our School Health Advisory Council meeting for January the 19th. And we are located in the boardroom. And I just want to recognize our attendees here, and we have one here. So can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Allison Rudolph.
And student?
Oh, mother of a first grader.
Of a first grader. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you for being here. We're going to go ahead and look at the agenda. First on the agenda is the health and safe school environment. Looking at the COVID-19 information, we still have what we have on the website. I know there's been a lot of questions, even doctor's offices calling me. As to what we're doing, we're still doing the 10-day and the 10-day, 10-day isolate and the 10-day for the quarantining. I know that some doctor's offices are doing 5 and 5. And I'll go ahead and ask you as to what's the hospital doing, because I know you work at the hospital.
I believe we've moved to the 5.
You did the 5 and the 5.
Yes.
So we did have a meeting when we came back from Christmas break about if we want to switch over, what we want to do. And I know that our numbers are high in the county. The Department of State Health Services is saying that the numbers are high, that we need to try to keep as safe as possible. If we did the 5 and 5, we would be out for 5 days, and then you come back for 5 days wearing a mask. We have the executive order from our governor saying you cannot make anyone wear a mask. You can recommend someone to wear a mask. And so I think that's where we kind of went, how will we know that will keep everybody safe from someone that if they should be wearing a mask, and are they wearing a mask? So we just kind of decided that we're just going to continue to do the 10 and 10. I know it's difficult for us. I know it's difficult for our staff and students, but we feel like safety is Mr. Madrigal feels like safety is the best way to go, the best policy. I don't know how long we'll be able to stay that way, and I know that TEA and CDC are changing guidelines pretty frequently, and we are looking at that and having meetings and covering that. So we look at our cases and how many are quarantining every day, and then we just go from day to day. As far as we just want the kids in school and staff in school and continue to move forward with that. The next thing on the agenda was the emergency go bags. We've been waiting for them, I think since November, we finally have gotten in. With the situation that we're in right now with staffing and the kids, with the COVID kind of being active so much more right now, we still haven't distributed them. But we are going to plan on working on that next week already. The safe routes, I know that we had talked about a crosswalk to make our kids safe when they're walking across. That's still, I guess, kind of open-ended. We're not for sure as for the plans, because I know they're going to have a new building, the CTE buildings and all. And so that's just kind of on hold right now, as if what else could be done for the safety of our students here. The next thing was the cafeteria news. I know we were working on the wellness policy, and one of our concerns with our wellness policy was the how many minutes of exercise the kids were getting at RES, and they were doing PE twice a week. Well, now as school came back after the Christmas break, they've moved it up and they're doing it 3 times a week. So that brings up the minutes to where they need to be. And so that's a positive thing for the school. The next thing that's on the list is the staff, student, parent wellness activities. I know several different types of activities were brought up at our last meetings. The big one was what we were going to start in January. And I'm going to ask if the hospital started some type of a wellness program in January, or what y'all are doing?
It was a plan, but we have not started it yet.
Okay. We've talked about doing different things, and I know that we had discussed it at our last director's meeting, and we were leaning towards maybe waiting till it gets a little bit warmer, because we know we're going to have some cold cold weeks ahead of us. And so hopefully then in February or March, maybe we can revisit that and have some type of a wellness activity that would include the staff and the students and the parents. The counseling and mental health services, I didn't get any update information from any of the campuses. So that'll continue to be on our agenda for our next meeting and see if there's any updates on that. The health services, the coordinated school health program is something that we're still looking at as to which program that we will initiate. I know that Gina had talked about the CATCH program. And then the other that was on the health services was our sex education program, which is our big decisions. And we still have not, that's another subject that we're looking at trying to decide because of the monies that the big decisions program is saying that we need to put forward if we're going to go ahead and have it, because we need to train staff again. And we were looking with, I guess with TEA or with the Department of State Health Services, if there was other type of sex education programs that we could hold here at the school district. The next thing I had on the agenda was open discussion on any other health and safety concerns. I was just gonna open it up to see if anyone here had any kind of concerns that that I would need to bring up to the directors.
I do not have any concerns.
Okay. There are no other, there's nothing else to discuss. And I think we'll just plan for our next meeting, which is every other month, and that will be in March. And I need to bring up the calendar. So it's every third Wednesday. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't that spring break?
That might be. Let me pull up the school calendar. The 14th through the 18th.
Is a spring break, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can decide if we want to move it up to the 9th or we want to bring it down to the 23rd.
The 9th sounds good.
Okay, all right. So we'll go ahead and set our next SHAC meeting for March the 9th. And if there's no other discussions, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you.